Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, behind me you'll see a diving board, and it's been interesting to watch these kids here do the diving board the last few days. What's interesting is my daughter, who's 8, was very nervous to do the diving board, and she had this thing about her where part of her wanted to do it, and so she'd walk me over there and say, "Hey, Dad, you know, let's go over there," and then she would ask, "Do you think I should do the diving board?" And I said, "Well, what do you think?" You know, and it was this back and forth, and it took the second visit before she actually went over there and said, "Now you stand here and I'll jump off the diving board, but I want you to jump in and save me if I drown." Isn't that interesting? And you know what? We do that all the time as adults. I mean, don't we? We think that it's just about little kids standing up on the diving board of life. But in reality, we as adults, we are asking the same things. Perhaps the diving board for you is, could I become an author? Or could I start a business? Or could I leave my day job? These types of things are questions that we have. And I know for me, many years, I would kind of look at the diving board and then I would wonder if I had what it takes, and I had coaches in my life and truth tellers who would basically ask the question, who I would often ask the question to, and that was, "Do you think I have what it takes?" That's kind of what I would ask these people in so many words. The point is this: you get more comfortable, you get more familiar as you are around the setting. In other words, she kept going back to the diving board over and over and over again. Now I can't get her off of it. Now she doesn't even want to. In fact, she wonders, "Why did I wait so long when I could have been jumping off the diving board all these other days?" And that is many times what we do. Many times, once we muster up the courage to do something, once we take a risk, then we look back and say, "Why did it take me so long? It would have been so much easier to be enjoying that." So I want to challenge you today. What is your diving board? I would love to hear in the comments below. In fact, that would be a pretty cool post. What is your diving board metaphorically for you right now? I don't know what it is. I don't even pretend to know. But here's what I do know. You have people around you that care about you. You have people around you that are going to jump in and help you if you drown, and you're not going to drown, but you're not alone. You are not alone in this journey called life. Even the Igniting Souls tribe, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but we are a group of people that love on each other, that care for each other, that are givers, and I want to challenge you, look, jump off that diving board. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And you'll wonder why you waited so long. See? Somebody just jumped off the diving board. Be a soul on fire today. Subscribe, share, and post below. I want to hear what your diving board is. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.